Hello and welcome. I'm just recording a very quick podcast today just to explain how to mix chemistry properly when it comes to film photography. I see a lot of people get it wrong and express chemistry as a ratio where it doesn't actually work like that. When you buy chemistry, it has written on it 1 plus something to give you the correct mix. So the easiest way to calculate it out is to know the volume that you're aiming to go for. In this example, I'm going to use my Patterson developing tank, which holds 600 millilitres of fluid. And then I need to mix up my developer. Now, it works the same whether using stop, bath or fixer or even the wash aid at the end. The easiest way to do it is to look at the formula. So it's one, say for example, if I'm using developer, which will in my case is generally Rodinol, and I use it up 1 plus 50. What you do, add the 1 plus 50 together, which gives you 51. Take the volume of the container, which in this case will be 600 millilitres, and divide 600 by 51, and that will give you the amount of developer that you need to put into your measuring cylinder to get the correct 1 plus 50 measurement. In this case, it's going to actually be about 11.75 millilitres, but I round it up to 12. You then add enough volume of water to make up the 600 millilitres. So in this case, you would be putting in 600 minus 12, which would be 588 millilitres. This works exactly the same for every type of chemistry, and you can use the same formula. Quite often when I'm printing in the darkroom, I make up 1 litre bottles because I'm running 8x10 trays, so they take about 750 millilitres. And I apply exactly the same formula. This works for all chemistry as long as you have the 1 plus something formula. There we go. Very simple podcast for today. I hope you find this useful, and I'll catch you in the next one. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.